Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to go through today very briefly are some of the dinim of Levaya and Hesped, which appear in Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Gimel and Shin Dalet Mem. For some reason, which I just noticed this morning, I do not understand the Seder Hadvarim of the Shulchan Aruch. Our practice is that we do a Hesped basically before the Levaya, no? Isn't that the way it usually works? That you have a hesped, like in a funeral home, and then you head out and you escort the mace to the kavura. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Gimel has the dinim of levaya. Shin Dalet Mem is the dinim of hesped. Now, even more problematic over here, just in terms of like the sequence of the Shulchan Aruch, is that everything is like all complicated. The dinim of how you do a tahara appears shin nun beis, shin nun aleph. The iser hanoa is in shin mem tes. Shin nun zayin is the dinim, the iser of halonas hameis. The sequence over here does not make sense to me. And in shin samach aleph, once again, we have dinim of levaya. So the first ha'ara I have, which I don't know the answer to, is why on earth are there two simanim of Levaya, Shin Mem Gimel and Shin Samach Aleph, unless the pshat is that there's really two dinim of Levaya. There's Levaya like escorting the mace from the, let's say you're nifter at home, or you're nifter in or you're a nifter in the hospital, escorting the mace to the funeral home. Then there's another levaya that we call the levaya later on. No? What we do the levaya. But then hesped should still be later. Right? Having hesped before the dinim of tahara is not the usual way that it's done. I don't fully understand. Maybe they had different minhagim. I really, ani lo hevanti. Okay. In Simin Shin Mem Gimel, we encounter that there's an Isser Malacha when there's a mace be'ir. Kol ha'roya mace ve'eno melavehu should be in Cherem. Now, our practice is that we go to work even though there's a mace be'ir, no? And our practice is probably based on the Ramban, who writes that b'med dvarim amurim, when there's no chevra kadisha to take care. But if you're in the community where there's a chevra kadisha to take care, so then you're allowed to be, you're allowed to continue work. However, in Shin Mem Gimel it says, b'shas hotza'aso, you have to be mevatel no matter what. Now when the mace is, right, so you should really close the stores. My dentist here in town, Dr. Gutman, is like an Erlich Yekka, and he told me that he asked Rav Schwab about whether he's allowed to see patients when there is a levaya in the kehillah. And Rav Schwab said that, yeah, you can. Besides for people who you feel like a personal kesher with, then you can take off. Because Rav Schwab said, or else you're just not going to work. I'm not exactly sure where this comes from. Zolzain. Next. There's an Isser She'ela Shalom be'ir when there's a mace be'ir. There's an Isser She'ela Shalom, even the Beis HaKavaros, providing that the mace is out. These are the dinim in Shin Mem Gimel. Now, in Shin Samach Aleph, the dinim of Levaya, talk about what's relevant for us. Earlier this year, if you guys remember, did some of you come? I think Shlomo, you may have come, right? There was like someone from the shul who was nifter, and we needed a minyan to go to the levaya. So our guy is supposed to be mevatel Torah to go to a levaya, right? I believe Yoni was very worried about this after. He's asking, like, what's the heter? So you open Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Samach Aleph, and Simin Shin Samach Aleph says, you're mevatel Torah for Hotzas Hameis, no? You're about to tour for Halavaya until you have enough people to go. What does that mean? An extraordinary amount of people, like 600,000 people, no? And the Ramah writes that we assume that everyone Bisman Hazeh is like Kara Vashana, no? So really, you should be mevatel Talmud Torah for all Mason. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. The practice is that we don't. No?
Why not?
You're mechavim to my next question. Right? So how come we're not mevatel Torah for others? So in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter and Page Resh Mem Ches tells the following story, that once upon a time, one of the Rebbeim from Yeshiva was Nifter, and the boys from Yeshiva picked up, and they're Mevatel Torah, and they didn't have Shir, and Rav Soloveitchik the next day began Shir by saying that it's really incorrect, because in Siman Shin Samach Aleph, at the end, it says this, that your Mevatel Torah is only regular Talmidei Chachamim, regular fellows who learn. However, Tinokos Shabbos Rabban ain't misbatlin klal, right? Tinokos Shabbos Rabban l'cha'ora is like the first graders, the little kids, right? That's the pashtus in Tinokos Shabbos Rabban, that they're not mevatel at all. The olam is miskayim behevel piyim shel Tinokos Shabbos Rabban. Tinokos Shabbos Rabban are not mevatel at all. Rav Soloveitchik understood the din. Tinokos Shabbos Rabban is even guys in yeshiva. Until you mamish have your own derech halimud and you could learn independently, which I guess the Rav meant to be able to say the Rav's shir, anything, right? Even smicha guys, the Rav said, should not be mevatel Torah to go to Levayas, end of conversation. Now, it's not clear, I should say it like this, L'cha'ayra ein misbatlin klal would be even if there's no minyan. No? Shulchan Aruch writes that if it's ein shamasara, even somebody who never learned Torah you should be mevatel for, but Tinoko Shabbos Rabban should never be mevatel. And Rav Soloveitchik understood Tinoko Shabbos Rabban as being guys who have not yet acquired a complete derech halimud. No, isn't this like a brisker vart squared? Until you mamish know how to learn and to be mechavin to whatever Reb Chaim said or something, right? No levaya is for you. Now, this question is actually, there's a lot of literature on this question about who should be mevatel Torah or not. Reb David Karliner, wrote the She'ilas David, no? The story goes that at a... The story goes that at a Aguda Knesia Gedola, Reb Chaim stood up for Reb David Karliner when Reb David Karliner was 17 years old. And they say that because this happened to Reb David Karliner, he was already wrote the She'ilas Stovin when he was 17. He was known as the Ga'in HaGa'inim. Because it's happened to Reb David Karliner, he was never such a Mechadesh afterwards. He had like a certain Chalishas Hadas that Reb Chaim stood up for him, that he was never Mechadish afterwards, but the She'ilas David is a tremendous sefer, no? Reb David Karliner, so in the back of the She'ilas David, I got a She'ilas David for $1 from the guy who sells books down the street. There's like a recurrent theme to how I get Sfarim, but in the She'ilas David, he says Azoi. He says that this din that where Mevato Torah for Hitzas Hameis means before you start to learn. You're on the way to yeshiva, and you hear that there's a levaya, then you could be mevatel Torah, or the dinim in the Gemara in Ksubis, or the dinim here in Yerideya, Shin Samach Aleph. But once you're already involved in learning, you're not mevatel for anything. You show up in the morning, you open the Gemara, then they want you to leave to go to Seder, to go to levaya. That is, we're not mevatel ki huzeh, not in garnished. Right, that is what Reb David of Karlin said. Now, others, right, he quotes in the Mishmeres Smachos, page Kuf Mem Gimel and following, he quotes that some Gedolim, when they were asked about how come we don't go to Hespedim and to Levayas anymore, guys continuing yeshiva, if you're in Yerushalayim, every day there's another Pashkevel, and like the car goes around and says, like, Nofla Teres Roshenu, you know, like the Shrier in Yerushalayim who calls out that so-and-so is Nifter, whatever, how come, right, we learn in yeshivas? Some of the Gedolim say, you know what, don't read the walls, don't find information out, you should, because or else there's no heter to learn. And the Mishmeres Simachos asks, he says, one second, that only helps if you don't have that announcement system. Once you have the system of announcements, l'cha'ora, it does not help. It does not help. Ki huzeh? So, is there any heter for what we do? What we do is that basically we only go to levayas of people who we know, no? People we feel kesher to. L'cha'ora, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So, what's interesting, pardon me, Mishmeres HaSmachos quotes the same idea that Rav Soloveitchik said, but lav mitamei. The Rav said that young students are considered like tinaika shel beis rabban. No? They quote that Rabbi Yisroel Salanter said, in the Mishmeres HaSmachos, page Kuf Mem Hei, quotes Rabbi Yisroel Salanter said that since gedola shimusha yose milimuda, so the idea is that today when we learn, we're being osik in shimush tamidei chachamim. We're learning how to learn. So memela, we don't keep the din of the Gemara and the din in the Shulchan Aruch, because what we're doing is not really limud Torah, it's called shimush tamidei chachamim, and gedola shimusha yoser milimuda. The Balei HaTosfos in some of the versions in Ksubis quote that shimush means havanas taimei hamishnah usvaraso, which is really the same idea that Rav Soloveitchik is saying, though, that when you're still not someone who knows completely how to learn, then you should not be mevatel any Torah. And they quote this from the Or HaSameach, they quote this from many others. This is, I think, the official answer. But this official answer, l'cha'ora, what we do b'zman hazeh, is mamish punkt fakert from the din of the Gemara, no? Rav Gelli was just nifter, you know, the Rav and Breuers. So I went to the Levaya. His Levaya was on a Friday, right? I think his Levaya was on a Friday. So I went to Rav Gelli's Levaya. And at the Levaya, as we're walking behind the nifter, I noticed that my son, my first grade son, is outside with his whole class, right, to walk behind the Aron, because the Rav of the Kehillah was nifter. Isn't that against the Gemara? Isn't that against Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to be mevatel the Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban for anything? So, in the Tshuva Salmas Chaim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zichrono Lefracha, says that the minig of Yerushalayim and other places that they have the Tinoika Shel Beis Rabban go out to the Levaya of the Morei D'Asra, Mistoma was instituted by Big Talmidei Chachamim. That's the way he says it. In other words, we don't understand. And he says, well, maybe there's an inyan of teaching kids what proper Kavara Torah is. That's also the chinuch. I don't know. It's a little bit funny that in terms of who should go to Levayas today, we're mamish not doing. Again, this is going to be a common refrain as we learn Hilchos Aveilos, that much of what we do is shteitnisht in the classical Svarim, but I think these are the dinim in terms of going to a levaya. There's another discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about how much do you have to be malava a mace. In Shin Samach Asif Gimel, it says that if you're not malava a mace, you're in violation of Loeg L'Rosh Cheref Osehu, and you deserve to be in Nidui. And levaya means V'chalapachas Dalet Amos. The Pisrei Tshuva quote that Kishain lo kol tzarko, the chiyuv of levaya is Pisrei Tshuva sifka and beis in Shin Samach Aleph. Kishain lo kol tzarko, the din of levaya is to go all the way to the kavura. In the Mishmeres Machos, he disagrees. He says no. The din is really Kishain lo kol tzarko. That's when there's a din of dalad amos. Kishayesh lo kol tzarko, you don't have to go at all. All you have to do is when the mace passes by, you have to be oimed. You have to stand up. By the way, the Taz comments over here, the famous Shtikl Torah, the Taz in Shin Samachav Sif Katan Beis, says that why do we stand up at a levaya when the mace comes by? Right? We're not standing up, says the Taz, for the nifter, because this nifter is somebody that we didn't stand up for when he was alive, when she was alive. How can we stand up? So Taz says a Shtikl Torah that we stand up for the Osei Mitzvah. No? You're standing up in honor of the Chevra Kadisha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, said that this is why the minig is that we stand up during Vayivarech David. Did I mention this in Shir at some point? I had like a recollection that I mentioned this in the Shir recently. But Rabbi Yaakov said that this is why you stand up in Vayivarech David, because there's a Gabbai Tztaka who goes around with the pushka collecting money. You stand up in honor of the Gabbai Tztaka. It's a Gemara in Kedushin that the Mevi'im of Bikurim, you would stand up for them, right? Because it's like an Oseik. It's like Osei Mitzvah. You have to give kavod to people who do mitzvahs. That's a very important din, and that's what the Taz says. Now, the Nekudas HaKesef seems to disagree with the Taz. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, in Shin Samachav Sif Katan Beis, the Shach says, no, the Pashta says that you're standing up for the mace. We don't stand up. You didn't stand for this guy, Mechaim, so maybe you shouldn't stand up for such a guy, La'achar Miso also, and just, you want to give kavod to everybody. You get an impression that many Achronim are disagreeing with the Taz, right? That you're actually standing up for the mace, but I think what the Taz says, at least Rav Schechter always says over this Taz, and he says over the word of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Mevi and Bikurim, etc., which if Rav Schechter says it over, I assume that it's Geschmack, or I think it's Geschmack, that's why I say it over also. Okay, so that is what we have in Shin Mem Gimel and in Shin Mem Dalet. Shin Mem Dalet is the Dinam of Hesped. The Dinam of Hesped, the Mechaber writes in Shin Dalet Mem. We don't say Shin Mem Dalet because Shmad is bad. It's Shin Dalet Mem. The Dinam of Hesped, so the Mechaber says that you're not supposed to be mouthly b'shvachah v'yosemidai, but you just mentioned the midos tovos of the person, umosifim behem ktsas. You should know, just practically speaking, as a rav, one of the hardest things to do is to give a hesped. You have to sit with the family after the person passes away and try to collect information about the person. It can be difficult, especially if the family is not religious. So the things that you're interested in are not the things that they're interested in. To give a hesped when you don't know a person is a tremendous avoida. It's very difficult. To give a hesped with somebody who you knew, it just flows. It comes naturally as a rav. I think for relatives, it's a different parish entirely because sometimes you forget. There's like a natural thing that we tend, right after tragedies happen, our memories tend to shut down a bit. And in some ways, the job of a Rav is to trigger the family to talk about the Nifter, because they don't have the ability. You have to ask questions. It's a real mitzvah to give a hesped. It's the type of mitzvah that you're not going to get gemor from. Now, even though the Gemara says that the yisbod, yisbeduni, the yikbar, yikbaruni, but we consider chesed shel emes. Even though the Gemara says, if I give a hesped for someone, they'll give a hesped for me. I'm kaiver somebody, they'll be kaiver for me. But it doesn't mean quid pro quo. It doesn't mean that what I do, they'll do. The ma'isa, we hope they'll do it. But there's no guarantee. It's considered chesed shel emes. And it's a tremendous mitzvah. If you misasteo behesbedo shel chacham, terrible things happen to you. You have to give a proper hesped. You're not allowed to be mafleg b'shvacho. You can't speak about so-and-so. If the guy, like, never learned, you don't say, ah, zatam b'tchacham. It's sheker. And everyone picks up on the sheker. But the mechaber says that you're mafleg ketzas. You exaggerate a teeny bit. Nishalat ha-she'ila, how are you allowed to exaggerate a teeny bit? Frek the taz akasha, mali sheker ma'at, Mali Sheker Harbe. By the way, the Pashtus is that the Taz is assuming that you're not allowed to lie. No? There's a machlokas between the Sefer Yerim and the Sefer Charedim about Inksubis Yud Zayin also. Right? Keitz Amirak Dim Lifnei HaKala. Right? So there's a machlokas B'Shamei Beis Hillel. Do you say Kala Kamo Shehi? Mamish Azah, or do you say Kalinu Vachasuda? Right, case and Rakif Neakal. It's Machlokes Pesham Beiselo. What you do? Does that mean that sheker is usser? Or I should say better, doesn't mean that there's no isser to lie. We pass in like Beiselo. We say Kalinu Vachasuda means that there's no isser to lie. Or it doesn't mean, no, there isn't Isser to lie, but Shitaka is Kalon of a Chasuda because everyone has certain Milas. If you dig down deep enough, even in, right, you can always find some Milas. So that's a big Machlokas HaPoskim, Machlokas HaRishonim. The Sefer Yireyim assumes that the Isser Sheker is only in business. I'm not allowed to sign a tax form illegally, because that's the din of Midvar Sheker Tirchak in the Torah, if I profit from lying. But if I stammer, I tell a white lie, I say that my dog ate the homework or something, right? So in that situation, according to Yireyim, no Isser whatsoever. The Sefer Charedim was Zeyefrim. The Sefer Charedim says you're not allowed to lie. The Taz Paskins like the Sefer Charedim L'chora, and the Taz is saying that you're not allowed to lie. Mali Sheker Ma'at, Mali Sheker Harbe. So the Taz answers that if it's a little bit of an exaggeration, the assumption is he would have done the mitzvah anyway. If the guy's a Jew who, you know, after he retired, he was learning Daf Yomi, so you say, had he had more opportunities, had not had to work so hard, he would have been such a masmid, he would have learned, like, Mesechtas and finished them. You could say, hey, Sheker Ma'at is something that he would have done had he been able to. That's the way the Taz understands. So according to Taz, lying is usur. But a little bit of lie is going to be permitted. The Reb Usher wife, Shlita. By the way, Reb Usher's wife was Nifter this morning, no? Reb Usher Weiss's wife, Baruch Dayan Emes, she was Nifter. She was going through terrible Yisrael. The reason why Reb Usher was coming into America so much the last couple of years, why Shai Schechter was arranging for everything, is because she was very not well. Reb Usher gave some very interesting psukim in terms of what she could do on Shabbos and etc. Reb Usher's psak about electricity is that electricity is mamish and iser. He was meko for to write with her left hand more than using electricity. Yeah. Whatever, there's a lot that could be discussed. But yeah, Nebuch, she was nifter. So Reb Usher Weiss, in his Chuvis, Chelak Aleph, page Reish Gimel and Reish Dalet, no? Reb Usher discusses, are you allowed to lie in Shaduchim? It's a common Shaila, no? Are you allowed to say that the guy's 29 when he's really 31? Are you allowed to say that the girl, right? A little bit of lies. So Reb Usher's first Chuvis says, no, you're not allowed to lie, just like in Parnassa you can't lie, in Shaduchim you can't lie. It could be a Mekachtos, potentially. You give wrong information, it could be Mekachtos. Then Reb Usher says that he heard that Reb Aaron Cutler and other Gedolim said you're allowed to lie a little bit in Shaduchim to kind of be mafis, to lower the age of the potential Kala a bit. So Reb Usher thinks that maybe the pshat is like this. In Shaduchim, people are doing such research that any pigam kolshehu could mess up the shidduch. In other words, they're not going to go out with the girl if they hear ichveis that she went to MMY instead of mechlala. Right? It's a tiny difference, no? It's a tiny difference. Right? What's the real difference? But people sometimes, like, they have their fixed things and they won't go out at all. But you know, in your heart, says Reb Usher, that they would go out, or they would really, when they hear that, oh, you told me she went to MMY, they're going to be upset that you gave that information to them, because Be'etzem, they wanted the shidduch. Be'etzem, they would have rather that you hid the information from them at the beginning. Says Reb Usher, in those situations, you're allowed to lie in shidduchim. To say that she's 29 instead of 31, right? If she's mom is such a gevaldika girl, and you know that the potential chassin is going to say, nope, 31, I'm not going to go out. So then you're allowed to lie, because he beat himself up, right, for giving up such a wonderful opportunity. It's a very interesting approach, right, to the lying in Shaduchim, no? He has a Gemara in Baba Basra Tazayim. Eov says, Leiv almanos arnin, that Eov made the almanas happy. How did he make the almanas happy? If there's somebody who wants to marry an almana, see, Eov would say, oh, she's my cousin. What does saying she's my cousin do? Right? L'cha'ora, there's no benefit in being a cousin of Eov. So the Teretz says, no, people think it's a benefit. And those types of little lies that will just enhance the Shidduch a bit, or potentially detract the Shidduch a bit, in those cases, you're allowed to withhold, you're allowed to lie a bit. Those situations are okay. That's what Reb Asher says. And L'cha'ayra, what he means is the same type of idea. It's like a different Teretz of the Taz's Kasha, right? In other words, what the Taz is saying is that, oh, he would have done it anyway. Reb Asher Weiss is saying that, no, certain lies are standard practice. Certain lies, you know the person would be happy about lying, and you know that everyone would be happy if you just stretch the truth a teeny bit. In those cases, it's permitted. I get the impression that Reb Asher is saying like a new Teretz to the Taz's Kasha. But again, he doesn't bring up the Taz. Kozeh is Masha Nira Lefi Anias Daiti. Who's chayiv in a hesped? L'cha'ira, there's a din of hesped. Reb Fivel on the Badei HaShulchan, page 133, points out the din of hesped l'cha'ira is not only the one who gives the hesped, but even those who listen to the hesped. There's some kiyam hamitzvah of going to hear the hespedim. There's a discussion in Chacham Ovadia, Chazon Ovadia, page 270, about whether the onen, who's usher in Talmud Torah, the way we paskin, right? Where everyone would hold on, is us in Talmud Torah, because you might be Mamashech, is an onen allowed to look up sources to say a hesped for his relative? That's learning. Is it mutter to learn, to prepare hesped? So the Minhag HaOlam is to be makel on this. And many Gedolei Yisrael published hespedim. I think the Noid of Yehuda published a hesped that he gave for his wife, no? That means he wrote a hesped, quoting Gemaras and Pilpul and blah, 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 right? So that l'cha'ira, you see from there that it is going to be permitted. Maybe it's considered Masr L'Ksafim, because in that case you're not Osek anymore. We already dealt with the Shaila about what's the heter for an Onein to sit on a chair, B'Shas Aninos, because the way we paskin, all the Dinam of Avelos apply B'Shas Aninos, right? That's in Shin Mem Aleph. So if hey, right, so according to the Pesach of the Rama, so L'cha'ayra should be usher to sit in a chair. Okay, so these are the first stage. We'll talk a little bit more about Hesped in a second, but Katz has a question.
Why is not Lo Larosh to quote Psukim?
What?
Why is not Lo Larosh?
Right, so it's not Loeg Larosh. It says in Shulchan Aruch, here, in Shin Samach Aleph. One second. Ein oimer b'fnei hameis ela devorov shomeis. No? Here, I'm sorry. It's the shachs of cutting Yud Aleph in Shin Dalet. Mem Sif Tes Zayin. The pashtus in the Mechaber is that Atzloig L'Rush, you're not allowed to say any Torah b'fnei hameis no matter what. The Minhag HaOlam, as the shach points out, is that we say Devar of Shomeis, which L'Cha'ayra means things L'Kvodo Shomeis, even if it's Torah, even Toch Dalet Amos, no?
The word that's developed with the Rishonim.
So it's a machlokas harishonim there in Bava Kama, the end of the first parak, about what's permitted or not. Somehow the minig developed. Again, technically speaking, right, we'll learn this like when we come to saying Kaddish. You're supposed to really be marchik dalet amos from the kever before you say Kaddish, no? The practice developed that we say Kaddish in the Beis HaKvaris, right in front of the kever, no? What?
We also have a farm, which seems to be at the Gemara.
Yeah. These are big problems that we'll have to discuss. Somehow, in terms of Devarim Shomei specifically, right? The Shach writes, Nohago Lichrish Ba'agadus Upsukim Afil Toch Dalet Amis Bifnei Hameis. Right? You give Hespedim, and Yeshivisha Hespedim, by the way, your mamish like a pilpul shear. Right? In the Yeshivish Hesped, they'll mamesh, they'll do a steering, gemaras, and until they end up with something that ends up being the Shvachim Shomeis, that's exactly what the Shach is saying, it's of cutting your dal off. Right? That's our practice, yeah. Okay, weiter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Memvav has a suffix. Is Hesped Yekara Dechaya or Yekara Deshachvi? Is a Hesped covered for the mace or covered for the live people, the nafkamina is in the situation where they give a tzivui shelo yasbiduhu. So we paskin that we listen to the tzivui not to get a hesped, no? Someone in the community who was nifter, I mentioned these triplets who lost their mother and father this year. So when the mother was nifteres, so the mother gave me strict instructions what to do at her levaya. She said she doesn't want any hespedim, only to say esh eschayil. So what I did, which I think was correct, is I didn't say esh eschayil. I learned the psukim of esh eschayil with the rishonim in front of the tzibur. I learned the psukim to show how they were relevant somewhat to this woman. I felt it's like technically being mekayim what she said, but someone is mitzaveh lo yasbiduhu, we listen. If they're mitzaveh, the Rambam says in Se'if Yud, not to keep avelos a shivan shleishim, you don't listen. The Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat in Aleph, right? This then, of course, comes from Maharival. Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkat and Aleph discusses what about if a gadol hador gives a tzivui not to do a hesped? So the story goes that the Rav in Frankfurt am Main, the Pnei Yehoshua, was nifter, and he gave a hesped, and the Nodi Bihuda gave a hesped for the Pnei Yehoshua, even though the Pnei Yehoshua was mitzaveh shelo lispodoso. No, that's in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph. It's a huge discussion about whether we listen to the gadol hador in these cases or not. The Badei HaShulchan paskens that you shouldn't give hespedim in these cases, no? At the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Levaya, they didn't give any hespedim. The minig by Chabad is that they don't give hespedim for any of the Rebbe's, no? But the Rebbe also left a tzivoy, not to be maspid him. Rav Steinman, I think they listened to his tzava'a, right? His matzeva just says, po nitman arin Yehuda leib, right? Whatever, they listen to Rav Steinman Sava. Others don't listen. Chacham Uvadia, page 278, says that we don't listen to Gedolim because you can inspire the Olam with their midos, etc. Reb Chaim Berlin gave a hesped for Reb Itzela Blaser, Reb Itzela Petterberger. Reb Vival in Sifkat Nun Gimel says that you should listen. Now, do we do the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat Nun Beis quotes poskim who say that even for Shiva and Shleishim you don't listen, no? We paskin against that opinion, against Ashvas Yaakov. In other words, Shiva and Shleishim you have to keep no matter what. But after Shloshim, since it's only for Kibbut Ave'im that you keep Yud Beis Chodesh, so if parents are mitzah, if parents say don't keep it, you listen to the parents, no? I remember with Daniel Feldman when he lost his father 2 years ago, right? So he had like some shailas about Avelos and going to weddings. Talmidim of his are getting married. So he went to discuss with Rav Schechter. So Rav Schechter says, but your father didn't tell you not to keep Yud Beis Chodesh? Is that standard practice? The parents are mitzvah not to keep Yud Beis Chodesh? I don't think so. But Rav Melech Schechter, I think, told Rav Schechter not to keep Yud Beis Chodesh. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Schechter still said Kaddish all year. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatin, I don't remember, the end of Sifkatin Aleph says that you listen to a parent when they say not to say Kaddish, because the assumption is that the saying of Kaddish is also only out Kibud Ave'im. When we do Hespedim, are you allowed to bring the mace into Shul? It's a serious question of Kavod Beis HaKnesses. It says in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Chaf, that only for Chacham Aluf V'Gaon, only for Chacham Aluf V'Gaon, only for like a great teacher of Torah, do you bring the Nifter into the Shul to do a Hesped. The Chachmas Adam quotes that they brought the Goyin into the Shul in Vilna to be Masped. The Chachmas Adam was a Mechutin by the Gra, no? And the Chachmas Adam says that they brought the Gra into a shul to do a hesped for him. And mimenu lamdu, that they bring everyone into shul. It's really not proper to bring a mace into Shul to do a hesped. Now, Rabbi Willig feels that me'ikir hadin, it's permitted, because our shuls, when they're built, are built in a double tenai sort of way. Again, assuming that there was a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, who was involved in the construction of the shul, so our shuls are built in a way that we don't give the shul kedushas beis kinesis, no? Haraya, if the shul would have kedushas beis kinesis, you can never have a kiddush in the shul. Right? Many shuls, especially by the Rebbes, no? In Ish Kodesh. I think they have the kiddush in the shul, correct? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Many places they have the kiddush in the shul. If the shul, by the way, has kedushas beis kinesis, I'm sorry for destroying your great hopes, but there's an issur sicha b'teila in the shul. A beis medrash, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, has the same din as kedushas beis kinesis if it's a beis medrash where you also daven in. Our beis medrash in Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan, right? We daven there, correct? There's an issur sicha b'teila. Oh my gosh, I'm going to burn. No? What's the pshat? It's not so poshut that you're allowed to do things in shul. So many shuls don't have kedushas beis kinesis at all. Rabbi Willig feels, based on that, we really are allowed to do hespedim in shul. But the minhig developed that only for the mara da asra do you bring him into the shul. Rav Geli's Levaya now was in the shul, was in beis kinesis, no? It's interesting that they have a practice in Breuers that only the Rav speaks from the pulpit. So they put an extra shtender up next to the pulpit. So Rav Mantel spoke from the pulpit. When the Novominsky Rebbe spoke, he spoke from a shtender next to the pulpit. No? That's the minhag in Breuers. But they brought the Rav into shul. You're supposed to bring the Rav in. The Chacham, Aluf V'Gaon, you bring him into shul. You put him b'mokom shehayadoreish, no? And Rav Aaron Lichten sees Zichron L'Vrachas Levaya, one of the most memorable parts, is one of his sons, I think Rav Moshe said, Abba, this is where you taught. You said, Shirim on all six Sidorim, right here. You should be up here speaking. You shouldn't be lying down right over here. Yeah, for me, that was like one of the most meaningful parts of the Hesped. That's Lemaisa, right, for a Chacham Aluf V'Gaon, for us, for a Amar the Asra, we taka, bring them into Shul. Chacham Ovadia, page 281, has a discussion about this. There are other dinim in Breuers. The week that Rav Geli was nifter, there were no shiurim in the community all week, no? No shiurim in the community all week. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Chacham Shemei, Sif Yud Ches, Beis Midrash Ol Batel. They canceled all the shiurim. That's the proper din. No, they didn't exactly do it the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that you should not really have minyonim, right? Everyone should have like two people getting together at home itself. Okay, I mean, they didn't do it exactly, but Lecha Ora, this is the way it is. There's a din that Eishes Chaver is Kechaver. I remember when Rebetzin Lifshitz was Nifteres, now Reb David's wife, they did her Levaya in the base Medrash of Yeshiva. Right? Because of Eishes Chaver Kechaver, which we paskin, Taisus and Shavuos. Any of you guys remember Rabbi Rosenzweig share this man? Right? Taisus and Shavuos and Daf Lamed says Eishes Chaver Kechaver is even La'achar Misa. So that's why we did Rebetzin Lifshitz's Levaya in the base Medrash. Not only that, we did the Levaya for Rebetzin Bernstein in the base Medrash last year. No? Rev Michal Bernstein was nifter 50 years ago. He was a Rosh Hashiva here. He was nifter 50 years ago. We did his Rebetzin. His Rebetzin lived in my building. We did his Rebetzin's Levaya in the base. That's M.J. Professor Bernstein's mother. Right? We did Levaya in the base Medrash 50 years after her husband was nifted. Din of Eishes Chaver, we pask in this Kechaver, even after the Misa. Okay, again, so I think I was supposed to do some of Shin Mem Hei today, but we didn't. I'm not sure if we'll have Shir tomorrow or not, but I'll keep you posted with WhatsApp, and on Tuesday, L'chol HaPachos, we'll have Shin Mem Hei, and we're going to try to finish up these small simanim quickly. Just try to keep on reading in the small simanim. The next big topic is Tumas Kohanim, which is like Shin Samach Tes, but we'll try to go quickly through some of the small simanim until there. Good.